ABC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The vision of a Jamaica Music Museum being an iconic feature on the waterfront in Kingston, the birthplace of six genres of music from ska to dancehall, is one of the current pursuits of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. The corporation has teamed up with its long-standing partner, the Caribbean School of Architecture, to engage the institution's students in a competition to develop concepts for the museum. Find out more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The transformation of the Kingston waterfront is a significant part of the Downtown Kingston and Port Royal development plan.
This Creative Cities project has the potential to really transform Kingston as a creative space. It really envisions from the beginning, from Norman Manley International Airport, as a gateway. In the same way that San Francisco and Detroit have really reimagined the Norman Manley International Airport as a creative gateway and a creative space.
Senior Entertainment Director, Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Gillian Wilkinson McDaniel. Local stakeholders are eager to create a musical mecca and pay recognition to the evolution of Jamaican music and the allure of the musical arts.
We want a museum where you could actually virtually experience that evolution to present time and even beyond. We want the museum to be a place where persons would actually come on a cruise ship into Kingston or take a plane, come to Kingston to experience.
Chief Architect UDC Kamo Kambui. The UDC, as the agency with responsibility for urban development across the island, is leading the charge by collaborating with the Caribbean School of Architecture to build an iconic Jamaican music museum on the waterfront in Kingston.
The UDC plays a very important role in helping Kingston and indeed Jamaica to improve, deepen, and enrich the cultural space and the cultural conversation that we have. It happens through the form of the building in architecture, but bear in mind that the architect creates a space within which the cultural exchange must happen.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damian Graham. The UDC has partnered with the Caribbean School of Architecture for the past 4 years to develop different projects. These include early concepts for the Music Museum during Phase 2 of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center in 2013, the Medium Control Therapeutic Center at the Maxfield Park Children's Home during the 2014-15 fiscal year, and in 2015-16, the Sports Museum of Jamaica, located right across the National Stadium where the statue of Bob Marley is erected. On average, 30 Caribbean School of Architecture students participate each year, and 7 to 10 of the best submissions are presented before a panel of judges, usually comprising UDC architects and other key stakeholders. While the submissions do not necessarily emerge as the actual building plan, they help to inform the UDC's decisions, and some design aspects are incorporated. At the end of the competition, the Music Museum will become a project of the UDC.
We must support the project that will make reality of an idea to build a state-of-the-art cultural complex to include a performance space both inside and out, smaller and larger halls, and a music museum.
Director and curator of the Jamaica Music Museum, Herbie Miller. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Urban Development Corporation has partnered with the Caribbean School of Architecture for more than 4 years, and fourth-year students have been engaged to submit concepts for projects such as the Sports Museum of Jamaica? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.